Right, 13 FDR here on the Iverson Morning Program. Please welcome now for the second time to the Iverson Morning Program in an exclusive interview. And this is arranged through, I can't really reveal exactly how it was arranged, but Alan Grubman is a famous entertainment attorney. And some of you know I've had a relationship for 30 years with an equally famous entertainment attorney who now is the head of a major film company who shall remain nameless, Michael Anthony. And so please welcome now, once again, to the Iverson Morning Program, Lizzie Grubman. Ms. Grubman, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. How are you this morning? Where are you calling? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me turn this down. Sorry. I'm calling you from my new car. I just bought a Humvee. I love this thing. I own the road, okay? I feel like G.I. Lizzie this morning. Anybody gets in my way, I'm mowing their ass down. I mean, look at this dumb Candy here in front of me. I'll bet he just got off the boat from India. Will you get me great from left-hand lane? Stupid foreigners on the road. Hey, you stupid camel jockey, stay in your own lane. Oh, I hate this city.
What is, what's happening with the legal proceedings against you? There are lawsuits totaling about, I understand, so far $60 million pending against you and your father.
It's true. I mean, I'll tell you, if someone's going to hang me, sue Lizzie for it. They're coming out of the woodwork, Iman. You tell them, sue Lizzie. Spill hot coffee on yourself, sue Lizzie. I should start making us bumper stickers that say sue Lizzie and make a fortune.
Well, I mean, from what I understand, some of these people suffered some fairly severe injuries, including one apparently got a fractured pelvis.
It's not my fault that they have brittle bones. Eat more cheese. They should see the damage to Daddy's Mercedes. Now that's something to cry about.
What do you think about the New York Post, speaking of your Mercedes, running this contest, giving away a Mercedes Lizzie mobile?
You know, I mean, some people think I'm tough and insensitive, but this really hurts. I mean, it's really sinking low, you know? I mean, some people's lives were totally thrown into turmoil by this whole mess. Mine, my dad's, my business partner's. But I'm going to tell you, if I ever see that old dwarf, Rupert Murdoch, out in the Hamptons, not only will I back into his impotent Nazi ass, I'll throw it into Fortwood and finish the job. I mean, how tacky, how low class. Oi, I don't feel good. I think I have gas. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. It must have been that soy latte I had.
I'm talking with Lizzie Grubman, who's calling from her cell phone in her new Humvee here on the Iverson Morning Program. Hey, what about these grand jury proceedings? Any word on what's happening there?
Oh, and you should see the jury pool, okay? The locals out there in the Hamptons, if you own a pair of overalls, you qualify. Father Joe and his inbred wife Edith are going to be deciding my future. I could cringe thinking about it. These people would totally have it out for me. They'd love to see me behind bars becoming the bitch for some butch dyke bulldog. It's not happening, okay? Don't people realize I'm the real victim here? Where's the Lizzie pity party, Imus?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I keep going back to the people who were obviously seriously injured, which you seem to be fairly cavalier about. What about these jet threats, incidentally?
I feel like I'm going to be lynched, all right? I call that dumb bouncer the white trash that he is, and now every pickup driving, tobacco-chewing moron is out to kick my ass. I mean, do you know what I received in the mail the other day? A free one-way ticket to Auschwitz. Very effing funny. One night of partying, and my life is in shambles. It's a Twilight Zone.
You think of your name, by the way, Ben Kennedy, as I believe Jackie Mason suggested, and not Grubman, that you would have been as vilified by the media as you have been?
I would be what?
Vilified by the media. You know, the people would refer to you as some evil bitch.
Oh, yeah, right. Look, okay, if my name was Kennedy, instead of getting boobs next month, I'd be getting a new liver, okay? And Daddy's Mercedes, it wouldn't just have dents in the back. It would be swimming with the fishes in the bottom of some lake, all right?
Well, there is an element of anti-Semitism to this, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I mean, what else could it be?
Well, it could be that you were drunk and coked up and backed over 16 people into some jump in the Hamptons. It could be that I could be part of it.
I don't think so, okay? Hey, stupid motherless blue-haired old bitch. I'll rip your effing lungs out. Smile, wrinkled prune ass. Why, I'm a Chris, what were you saying? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Finally, has this affected your job at public relations business, which I don't think you're helping by this conversation, Funny. But has this affected your business? Are you losing clients?
I don't want to call it a mass exodus, okay, but things could be better. I'm thinking of leaving the country and starting over, going somewhere peaceful, somewhere quiet, where I can really relax. I mean, it's just, hey, up yours, you a-hole. What are you in trouble?
Lizzie Grubman here on the I'm just in the morning program.
Oh, great. That was just a
hey, Jane, after the hour here, I think we can watch the program.
Geico.